In 3 weeks from today, people in the United States will head to polling stations to choose, well, a whole range of politicians, including, of course, the president. Right now, the woman Donald Trump wants to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court is being put through her paces. LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks reports.
Well, Eddie, the big question following President Trump's decision to return to the campaign trail was not would he wear a face mask. Of course he wouldn't. The big question was whether 3 weeks from Election Day and at least 10 points behind Joe Biden in the polls, the president would find the focus and discipline necessary finally to take advantage of some pretty enormous holes in the Democrats' policy positions. We did not have to wait long for the answer.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
While the president wasted no time offering to get amorous with the largely maskless crowd and once again making light of a virus that he has survived, but 215,000 Americans have not, he was failing to spend valuable time questioning Joe Biden's policies. Sure, he warned of the dangers of mobs of radical leftists taking over the country, lied about Joe Biden planning to defund the police, which he isn't, said the suburbs will all disappear, which they won't, but he never asked some basic questions about, for example, the Democrats' plan on COVID-19. Joe Biden talks about a national plan to control the virus, says he'll order people to wear face masks all over the country, but then concedes that as president, he may not have the legal power to do that. His seven-point plan itself is long on promises, very short on detail. But rather going after that very real target in this campaign, the president was off grousing that the media never covered his nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize, claiming falsely that Mexico is paying for a border wall and launching a fresh broadside against Hillary Clinton.
For 4 years, they've been trying to get us out of office. 4 years they've been trying to get us out. But we'll take care of it all after the election. We caught them cold. Bad people. Crooked Hillary.
He keeps talking about Hillary Clinton. The crowds were once again chanting, lock her up. He's even got Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, preparing to release some of her emails, as though that's some kind of death ray he'll be able to use against Joe Biden. It is just bizarre. And remember, Joe Biden is a pretty easy mark.
You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
That was the Democratic presidential candidate yesterday, apparently confused about which office he's currently seeking. Also yesterday, there was this.
You may remember I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? And I took him on.
He did indeed take on Mitt Romney, the former Republican presidential candidate whose name eluded him yesterday. Senator Romney is back in the news today, issuing a statement in which he says he's troubled that America's politics is now a vile, vituperative, hate-filled morass. Troubling indeed. The world, he says, is watching America with abject horror. America is watching a Supreme Court confirmation battle underway on Capitol Hill, where Judge Amy Coney Barrett can reasonably be expected to ascend to the bench in just a few days, succeeding the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The Republicans have the votes to do it. Democrats are terrified she will then immediately rule against Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, which comes up for consideration next month. Judge Barrett this morning here has been attempting to soothe their furrowed brows.
I think that your concern is that because I critiqued the statutory reasoning that I'm hostile to the ACA, and that because I'm hostile to the ACA that I would decide a case a particular way. And I assure you that I am not. Just assumes that I'm hostile. And that's not the case. I apply the law, I follow the law, you make the policy.
She calls herself a constitutional originalist. In English, that means she's pretty hard line. She makes her rulings based on the literal text of the 1787 document. It's not up to me to update it, she said today, suggesting she may not view modern day practices like abortion or contraception or gay marriage as necessarily being constitutionally protected. But back to Florida. Joe Biden's campaigning there today, and of course Donald Trump was on stage last night. At the end of his rally, he was dancing like your dad to the Village People's YMCA. No, I have absolutely no idea why Republicans choose to tap their toes to that particular gay anthem. But look, we're into the last 3 weeks of the campaign, so anything goes. Except, of course, Eddie, substantive conversation about the direction the country is taking.
So I was just sitting down. Simon Marks, who will be back on Friday, quite possibly before then, but I guarantee he'll be here on Friday at 10 to 5 with Simon Marks's American Week. Don't miss it.